This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. In Eureka, Nevada, this state holds political caucuses tomorrow, but a lot of Republicans are just as interested, maybe even more so, in South Carolina. They have a primary there. Now, the latest polls, for whatever they're worth, show that it's a two-way race in South Carolina. And at the top are Mike Huckabee and John McCain. What a study in contrasts. The populist Governor Huckabee, former governor of Arkansas, Baptist minister with little Washington experience, and then Senator John McCain, the veteran war hero and U.S. Senator. South Carolina may not settle the race for the nomination, but every GOP nominee since 1980 has won in the Palmetto State first. Here's NPR's David Greene.
Before we talk about South Carolina, here's a quick flashback to the 80s.
Well, as promised, here he is, the heavyweight champion of the world, Nature Boy Ric Flair.
Back. No, honey, you keep your mouth shut. I'm not taking off my clothes today. I'm styling and profiling.
These days, Nature Boy is styling and profiling for Mike Huckabee. Flair helped the candidate pack a gym at Clemson University yesterday.
A very famous man in the South once said, to be the man, you have to beat the man. The man right now is Mike Huckabee.
Flair was on stage with martial artist and actor Chuck Norris. Huckabee got up there and was sounding like the ring announcer.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to the Secretary of Defense, Chuck Norris, and the Director of Homeland Security, Ric Flair, or as they will become to known in Washington, Smith and Wesson.
Huckabee then got serious and said he plans to win South Carolina.
And we plan to win it because we know there are people in this state who have a whole lot more confidence in a guy who has governed a southern state successfully and effectively than for somebody who's been in Washington and still got the same problems that we've had before.
One of the young voters in the college crowd was Clemson junior Cameron White.
We grew up watching wrestling and Chuck Norris. We love that stuff.
So is that why you came here, or for Huckabee?
We came here for Huckabee. Of course, seeing Chuck Norris and Ric Flair, the Nature Boy, that's always a plus.
White said he's been behind the former governor for some time.
You know, there's just something about Huckabee that draws me to him. It's a new face.
Dana Shirley, a 19-year-old sophomore, said Huckabee's got her vote, too.
I just like his stand on marriage, how he's strong standing on marriage and how he's standing on abortion, how he's pro-life. And I agree with all those things, and him coming in with a Christian background, I think will be a very good thing for our country and for that office.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Senator and Mrs. John McCain.
About 3 hours south in the town of Aiken was a very different scene. Veteran Senator John McCain, who was a prisoner of war in Vietnam, was given a hero's welcome. His wife, Cindy, spoke before him.
So I'd like to introduce you to my partner and friend and husband, John McCain.
Thank you, everyone. Very nicely done. Thank you, Cindy. Thank you all for coming.
McCain recalls his bad summer. That's when his campaign was running out of money, and he had supported a troop surge in Iraq that appeared to be failing.
And you know, back when I advocated this Petraeus strategy and things were at their worst in Iraq, many experts said McCain's political career is at an end. And I said, fine, I understand that. I'd much rather lose a political campaign than lose a war.
But now McCain talks like it's possible to win both. And he says he's the seasoned soldier who should lead the U.S. in a war against extremists.
And my friends, I want to tell you right now, I look you in the eye, I will get bin Laden if I have to follow him to the gates of hell. I will get Osama bin Laden, and I know how to do it, and I will do it.
McCain was speaking to people like John Fort, a Republican voter.
I think that John McCain, strong on national security, but has a pragmatic approach towards things like immigration.
Fort said his party is known for its social conservative base.
But I think that there's also a new generation of Republicans who've grown up in the kind of the modern era that are more moderate.
He points to McCain's good poll numbers in South Carolina. He says that shows a growing movement among Republicans for a moderate candidate.
I just think that the new face of the Republican Party is one that oftentimes is not really portrayed by the national media.
Well, the spotlight will be on South Carolina Saturday when voters here will have a say about what the face of the Republican Party should look like. David Greene, NPR News, Clemson, South Carolina.